Even though.
Even though.
I really can't be the boss of me.
I really can't be the boss of me.
Because if I get it all right, and get all excited, I feel really good, it freaks everyone else out. And I'm absolutely responsible. To keep everything nice. And it sure is exhausting. Wouldn't it be lovely?
If I could allow
everyone to be the boss of themselves. Wouldn't it be lovely?
If
I could trust,
that
if this is my fate,
that if
in the divine plan of things,
this is my journey
to tap
and heal
and desire good things
and want joy
and find my way there,
then it's also
in the divine plan
of every person in my life.
I have no control
over what the future brings.
People leave others
for all kinds of reasons.
Good stuff.
Bad stuff.
Doesn't matter.
People change.
I have no control
over anyone.
Not even me.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could be at peace
and trust myself
that I am bringing to me
exactly what I need
to make it better
for everyone I love.
Every time
I heal something within myself,
I am making it better
for everyone in my life.
It may not look that way.
It may not sound that way.
But the truth is,
I don't
want to
stop.
I can't turn back from here.
And I'm so tired.
I'm so sad
that I keep collecting evidence
that I can't move forward
without having them feel threatened.
This belief
that I'm in charge
of how we feel together,
of how they feel
about me,
about us,
really isn't my concern.
I can't fix it anyway.
I have no choice
but to be me.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could be at peace
and trust
if this is my calling?
It's part of hers too.
Even though
I want to feel more secure.
The truth is I can't.
Unless
I can be in full alignment
with me.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could allow
all memory of trauma
of previous situations
where my fear manifested
absolute proof
that seeking joy
is going to cost me.
I want to let it go.
I've experienced it my entire life.
All the things I wanted.
Sometimes I got.
And usually I paid a price.
That's how it works.
That's what we're taught.
Get what you want.
You won't really be happy anyway.
That's what all the stories say.
All the movies.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if I could release
all memory
of disappointment
from all the scenarios
where I've brought evidence.
Where I've brought evidence.
It's like, okay, let's not go there.
To me.
Of doing what I need,
will cost me.
It's true.
Whenever I put myself first,
I was taught that's wrong.
And that worked for us,
as a species,
For years.
You should never venture out.
Of the norm.
It wasn't safe for us,
As a species.
Everything's changed.
It's a different time. It's appropriate.
It's appropriate.
It's absolutely right.
It's absolutely right.
For me.
For me.
To go forward.
To go forward.
Into joy.
Into joy.
And healing.
And healing.
And prosperity.
And prosperity.
And peace.
And peace.
Even though.
Even though.
I'm hardwired. To believe.
To believe.
Stepping out of the norm,
is dangerous to my tribe,
to my culture. I want to be at peace anyway.
This inability
to trust
that we're okay.
I can't turn back.
I'd like to be
so in alignment
with my process
that those that I love
can be at peace also.
And I forgive myself
for whatever story I'm holding on to
about it not being safe
for me to explore
more joy.
Okay. Breath.